Welcome, everybody, to episode 484 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold. Guys, I think I spoke too soon about winter, because today it's like 25 degrees. And
it's snowing again here.
Oh, it is. So it's snowing over there, so I'm not the only
it's
one.
It's been raining most of this flippant last couple weeks. It's been ridiculous.
That's good.
Like, how can the temperature warm up if it's just going to keep precipitating, you know what I mean?
Freak Five's in chat.
It's cold fronts blowing in and bullshit like that.
April Fool's was that the Groundhog Day Groundhog didn't see a shadow. And he told us he did.
Yeah, he's
a lying
bastard.
It depends on which one you pay attention to, because like the one in, I think, New Jersey saw a shadow.
Yeah. Freak Five's in chat. He says, hello, bitches. So he's talking to you guys. He says, how has Mug
been? Bill Murray killed the groundhog.
Yeah, exactly. He says, how's Mug been? As far as I know, good, man. I talked to him yesterday. Mug's all right. He's doing his thing, working, you know.
Well, when is he going to get, like, his Friday night off or something?
I don't know. You'd have to ask him.
How can I ask him? He got out of social media.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I mean, that's...
You're the only one who can ask him.
I very rarely see Mug, you know, for people who
he's
are asking.
He's on Facebook, but I don't think Mike has Facebook.
Yeah, I don't do Facebook, especially after what I just found out about Facebook and all the data mining that's been going on there. Like,
mean how you helped elect Trump?
Yeah, how you elect Trump, you son of a bitch. We'll be talking more about that, too.
I don't use Facebook. We just talked about that a second ago.
I don't use Facebook either, so I am not a contributor to that. So how dare you?
Oh, I only really use it for the podcast.
Yeah.
Freak wants to know, by talking to Mug, did you tell him to put the lotion in the basket?
Yeah, how dare
and,
you?
And just to pimp out my reviews.
Yeah, I'm not on Facebook at all. Like, I have no presence on Facebook, and maybe that's why we have like two listeners on this show. But
yeah, like I got on the Facebook a long time ago because a friend wanted to send me some pictures, and I get on about once every other year for a couple seconds, and I'll add people, and that's about it.
Yeah,
I'm bored. I'm gone.
Yeah, I'm hardly ever on there, but whatever. All right, let's get to the news. We've got lots to talk about today, so Eric, why don't you get us started?
All right, from RPG site, we've got an update on the Chrono Trigger on Steam situation. Apparently, there's going to be several. It's going to be receiving several updates over the next couple months to address many of its flaws.
How can a game that's like, how old is Chrono Trigger now? It's like 25 years old, right?
Yeah.
How could they fuck that up?
Somebody suggested all you really have to do is put the ROM on the store and then build a framework for that ROM. Like maybe make the emulator have the achievements.
Yeah.
Instead.
How in the world, this game is like you said, 25 years old. How do you fuck that port? Like it just doesn't make any sense. Freak Five says he didn't do anything for April Fool's Day, but he did share his greatest April Fool's joke. We'll share that later. Freak Five, put it in chat.
Oh, that really? Because his wife told me she thought he was the joke.
I mean, they literally put the ROM file on the PlayStation version of the game. So why couldn't they do it for this Steam port? Why did they have to port the mobile version? Why did the mobile version have to even be made like that? Why couldn't they just port the ROM then?
Yeah, they really...
I'm sorry, Freak, but that one was just way too easy.
Too easy. Yeah, I agree with you, Eric.
Even if it's like based on the DS version, all you have to do is take the DS ROM.
Yeah, Squeenix really fucked that up. But like, Chrono Trigger should have been one of those titles that you really thought of, like, maybe doing a remake with, you know what I mean? Like,
it's such a revered title.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, yep. It's one of the greatest games of all time. If you talk about
honestly, it is one of the greatest RPGs of all time.
Anyways, really. One of the first updates is you'll be able to play in the original graphical style instead of the ugly filters that they're using now.
Yeah, Let's see. Freak Five sharing his story here. He says, 14 years ago, last Sunday, Mrs. Freak drove me to work, not really realizing I took the day off. I waited until she drove away and walked to the store to pick up the engagement ring and the shotgun. No, I'm just kidding. He picked up an engagement
Here's
ring.
Here's the stupid thing. Apparently, the game's being sold in a limited edition digital package, which includes a bonus music medley and wallpapers.
Oh, boy.
Why don't they just sell that with the game, period?
And yeah, exactly.
Not take it off after the end
why
of April.
Why don't they do a mea culpa and maybe come up with some type of, like, you know, DLC mission? They could put together a mission. They've got a... a talented team of people there, but anyways,
put a proper port of Chrono Trigger DS on PS4 and yeah. Vita and Xbox One and Switch.
Yes, I would like that, please, Square Enix. They listen to the show, so you know they'll get right on that. Freak Pipe says he caught the bus home, and when she asked me why I was home so early, I told her that I got fired. He then told her April Fools and gave her the ring before she had a chance to punch him. Yeah. That would have been a story if you got punched by her, Freak Five. That would have been. I bet you she did punch you, and you're not telling us. Breakman, next story, please. Breakman.
Did he break?
No, I hit the mute button. Sorry, I was coughing.
That's right.
I'm getting over. Finally getting over something.
You do sound like you had a cold or something, man.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. So anyway, coming to us live from RPG site, Divinity Original Sin. Original?
Yep, original.
I don't know why I said it like that. Original. But anyway, Bandai Namco to publish Divinity Original Sin 2 on PlayStation 4 and Xbox One this August.
Okay, cool. That's the story. I think you skipped one, but I'll go ahead and take care of the one that you skipped.
It didn't load if I skipped one.
Yeah,
it
must have not loaded. But that's cool, man.
Battle Chasers. Oh, yeah. I don't know why it didn't load. Okay. Yeah,
it's all good. Divinity Original Sin 1 was pretty good from what I hear tell. I think Dungeon said it was a really good game. I never played it. But, you know, looks good. I'm down. I played the trailer for it before we got on the air and... Looks good. Looks better than the first. Let's go to the next story from RPGsite.net. Battle Chasers Night War heads to Nintendo Switch on May 15th. You know, guys, speaking of the Switch, does it seem like the Switch is gaining a lot of momentum? Like, lot of momentum.
It seems like when it comes to consoles, Nintendo has a hit every other system.
Yeah.
Wii was a hit. The Wii
handheld,
U failed.
They've always done well in the handheld sector.
Yeah, handheld.
Well,
yeah,
but this is console.
Yeah,
it does have handheld abilities, but it's a console.
Handheld console. They're both consoles.
I think even what was it, the Wii U.
So I'm specifically addressing the fact that it's a handheld.
Actually think they've made a profit every quarter except for one quarter that I can remember. Breakman. So
yeah, they've definitely made lots of money, especially off the Wii. Like they've been able, they were able to weather the storm, so to speak, of the Wii U. Because the Wii U was an absolute failure. If they didn't make so much profit off of the Wii, they probably wouldn't have survived.
Yeah, but the Wii U did turn a small profit towards the end, from what I gather.
That was after they cut the cost of it.
Yeah.
And stuff.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Like they had to do a lot of like price cutting to get it that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that always happens. Like the prices always get cut.
Yeah, but usually not within the second year of life. Yeah,
That's true. Let me read this game overview because it's kind of interesting. Maybe it's a talking point we can talk about this story, guys. Battle Chasers Night War is an RPG inspired by the classic console greats, featuring deep dungeon diving, turn-based combat presented in a classic JRPG format.
Could I just say deep dungeon diving sounds kinky?
Yeah, it does. D3, man. That's new nickname for naughtiness, I guess. Rich story driven by exploration of the world. So I think it's interesting that they're kind of going to JRPG roots and doing it turn-based style. I'm totally down for that. I hope the game is good, though. So that's what I'm hoping. But all right, Eric, next story.
Next story comes to us from 1C Companies. Got a couple announcements. But before I want to talk about that, I wanted to mention about Original Sin 2 possibly coming to the Switch. I mean, it doesn't look like a particularly taxing game, and it's not like a graphical powerhouse. So maybe they could pare it down and make a slightly lesser version of that game and work it on the Switch.
They might even be able to do it without dumbing it down, dude. The Switch.
Yeah,
is...
I mean, the game kind of looks like a Pillars of Eternity type of game.
Yeah, yeah, they could do that. I don't see any reason why they couldn't, man. I mean, if they can put fucking Doom on the Switch, they can put that game on there. And now I know Doom takes a hit when it goes on Switch, but
it's going to take a graphical hit just because it's not on the PS4.
Yeah,
but.
Yeah.
Not so much that it's significant.
It's significant if you pair like if you compare like Xbox One X to Switch, but
yeah, other it won't have extra details. But
yeah,
you know,
and the
it 60 really, it's a game that doesn't really need them.
Yeah, yeah. All right, continue on, Eric.
But One Sea Company has announced that they'll be providing publishing duties for two indie RPGs slated to release early 2019 for PC, PlayStation 4, and Xbox One. Of course, not Switch. But that could change by the time those games, these versions launch.
Yeah.
But they'll probably come months later. But Fel Seal, the Arbiter's Mark, or just Arbiter's Mark, is a fantasy steampunk tactical RPG inspired by Final Fantasy Tactics and Tactics Ogre using hand-drawn maps and pixel art sprites. Developed by a two-person team at Six Eye Studio and boasts over 20 classes and 200 abilities. And then there's Eternity, The Last Unicorn, which is an action RPG developed by a Brazilian team at Void Studios with lore based on the Norse mythology.
It looks pretty, for sure. I'm looking at a video of it now. Tactical stuff. I'll leave that to Breakman. Breakman might be a little interested in that.
Action RPG stuff, though.
The action RPG
stuff. I don't have a problem with our action RPG stuff.
Yeah, I don't have any problems with action RPG, but the tactic stuff is what I'm looking at that I'm not a big fan of.
Is Eternity the Last Unicorn the sequel to The Last Unicorn?
Yeah, exactly. Freak Five's talking about his Uncle Dick and his Uncle Dick's funeral. I don't know what's going on there.
What do unicorns have to do, if anything?
Oh, he says... In my eternal life, entire life, I haven't heard anyone say the word dick in a church as much as I did in that hour and a half. I'm sure that would have been probably the only thing fun about that funeral. Freak Five, that's
Jesus, you're a child.
Yeah.
So right. Am I.
Yep, me
so
too.
Am I.
All right, next story comes to us from RPGsite.net as well. Indie side-scroller Dark Devotion, releasing for PC and console. This one, guys, I want this to come to something that I can play it on, and it says it's going to console, even though it doesn't say which, maybe all of them.
Console.
Yeah. But I looked at this trailer, and this is something I would be hugely interested in. It looks like an RPG Castlevania, sort of. And I'm totally down. I don't know if you guys checked out the video for this, but let me read it.
I was just looking at the stills. I mean, it looks too pretty to be like an older system.
It's definitely
it's weird
not.
That they, it's really weird that they're not naming anything. Yeah. Did they not have a deal yet or something?
They don't. I don't think, man. It's really weird. But it looks good, man. It looks fantastic. This is the second time I'm looking at the video, but it looks like a really polished, like Castlevania-esque game, man. Like horror elements and you know all that type of stuff. But there's a Kickstarter for it. They had a successful Kickstarter, and I could definitely see why. This is something. You know, something I'd be willing to play, like a more of a mature 2D side-scrolling RPG is the best way that I can put it. But it looks excellent. I hope this comes out soon, and I would be inclined to buy this on the console for sure. So, all right, next story break.
Coming to us live from... RPG site. The Last Child releases on June 19th in North America and June 22nd in Europe.
Yeah, pretty art. I don't know if you guys saw the screenshots for this, but it looks good, man.
It looks you got the typical anime looking characters, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, even aside from that, like the art assets and the first screenshot you see there, you take a look at the others, and it looks very detailed. It looks really, really good. Hopefully the gameplay matches. So there you go. NAS does a lot of good games, so I've got high hopes for this one. All right, Eric, next story.
Next story is, I don't think NIS is actually making that game in particular. They're just publishing it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. They wouldn't put their name on something if it wasn't decent. So, all right.
Next story is about Arc System Works has an RPG in the works called Wizard Symphony for PS4 and Switch, which is a follow up to Wizard's Harmony.
I've never played Wizards.
Or a follow-up in the series, apparently. It's a series. Hmm.
You know what I haven't heard of?
Way back from the Saturn and PlayStation era.
Ah, I gotcha. You know what I
haven't? Only released in Japan, apparently. Ah, because I've never heard of it.
Yeah, I've never heard it. I've heard of Wizardry, which I haven't heard from in a long time, but Wizard's Harmony, I have not.
Anyways, it sounds like it's more of a successor than an actual sequel.
Yeah.
But,
all right.
This is built as a training simulation adventure game set in a fantasy world. Character designs will once again handled by Moo, who worked on the previous titles.
Yeah.
That's an interesting handle.
It looks okay. Not much to go off of. No gameplay, so we don't know too much about it.
They said adventure, so maybe it's like an adventure game.
Yeah, maybe. We'll probably hear more from this later. Next story comes to us from RPGsite.net as well. Magic High School Girl announced for Nintendo Switch.
No, it's A Magical High School.
Oh, I'm sorry. A
Because it's titled like that's common.
Yeah.
There's
during their SakuraCon panel over the weekend, publisher Sekai Project announced they would be bringing Illu Collab's roguelike RPG A Magical High School Girl to the Nintendo Switch. No release date was given, but then there's a breakdown, and then they have like some gameplay from the Switch. It looks like the chick from Mystic Bell to me, like a chibi Mystic Bell character. But it looks interesting. I don't know if I'd play this, but Switch.
It's
maybe.
A roguelike.
Yeah. Oof. Yeah, roguelike. Yeah. All right, Eric. Next story.
Anyways, next story is about a game that's on the mobile phones. It's called Is It Wrong to Try to Pick Up Girls in a Dungeon? Yes, that's the name of the manga / anime. Yeah. Memoria Freeze is now out in the West, so you can play this in English.
I don't think it's wrong, but you have to pick your timing. Like, it's not...
Well, Solid Snake taught us that love and bloom on the battlefield, so why not?
I'm just saying, like, you don't want to do it in the middle of a fight. Like, if you're going to, like, hit on the women, you need to do it, like, post-battle or when you're camping.
Yeah.
That's the right time to do it. It's when you're camping for the night, you know?
Oh, that's a perfect time.
You're healing your hit points. You know, it's been a long day.
But if you're in a dungeon, adrenaline don't flowing. Lose track of time.
Healing your hit points, is that what you call it, Breakman?
Yes.
Healing your hit points. All right, let's move on.
Magic is recovering. All right.
Yeah, exactly. Because you need magic.
I got my mana back and my hit points.
Your charisma.
No. I'm going to recover my hit points.
So I could give a review later.
Okay.
And spend my mana all night.
Yeah. Spend your mana all night. You save up your mana for that night. That's funny. What's in my bag of holding? Anyways, let's move on to a story from Gamatsu. Buddy Collection Red String of Fate for Switch launches April 26th. It's a visual novel. It's dated. That's all we know about it. Eric, do you know anything more about this game, Buddy Collection If?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Other than it's an Otome.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's usually the case for these visual novels. All right, Eric, next story.
Next story is about a game called Momoero Closet, and it's about finding romance over a shared love of magical girl anime. This is Kagami Hara Alice is a student council president, and her father is a member of the National Diet, making her the sort of person who would spend time with average, unremarkable Hashima Reiji. However, an accidental run-in shows the two sharing a love of certain magical girl anime and sparks a relationship between the two in the visual novel, with the title I just mentioned. But,
is there?
It sounds like a visual novel.
Yep, it sounds like a visual novel, and it seems like there's a little bit of nudity in it too. I don't know what this is going to be rated.
What are we talking about again?
there's lewd stuff in something like this. Yeah.
Wait, well, why is nudity lewd?
It's not lewd.
It's okay. Partial nudity. It's not. Yeah. I don't, because this is on Steam.
Well, what do you consider lewd?
As soon as Breakman hears
skin
the words,
and something that's approaching fan service.
Yeah.
Why is skin lewd? Skin's natural. You have it.
How dare you?
We're born with skin, man. I'm just saying.
The point is how erotic they're making the exposure of skin.
Yeah.
That's why it's lewd.
Yeah. Yeah, that I don't know the meaning of lewd, but you know,
lewd's kind of like it's an insult of sex, basically. Yeah. Saying it's kind of constitute sex disgusting.
Freak 5 says skin is beautiful.
I was reading the use of
the word naughty in reference to sexual tension.
Yeah, yeah. See, that's good.
Lewd. Yeah, I mean. Yeah.
Blame Vivid for that one.
Vivid.
We're so uptight about sex and nudity in this country.
We totally are, dude.
But every day we're killing each other with fucking guns and shit.
Yeah.
Like, which one's doing more damage? Is it guns or sex?
Guns, definitely.
I mean, I'm not saying sex doesn't do a lot of damage. But
I think the lack of sex leads to guns.
Yeah. or maybe more guns, if you know what I mean. You know. But anyways. I agree with you, Brake. I wish this country wasn't as sexually repressed as it is. Like, especially in certain parts of the country, you got like places.
Europe's
like,
more open about nudity. They understand nudity.
No, I'm not saying like that there aren't better places. Like as far as like that's concerned.
Yeah.
But if you look at like most countries around the world. I mean, especially like Middle East, Asian countries, stuff like that, shunned upon heavily.
Yeah, yeah.
That's because people are obsessed with this idea, that's false idea of purity.
Yeah, and it's weird because this country has kind of a love-hate with sex. Like, sex sells, right? Where do you think sex sells was
coined? Well, sex sells to a point.
Well, listen to what I'm saying, Eric. Sex sells was originated here in the United States, you know, like with beer ads and... With you know, household items, even stuff like that.
America's like, really oversaturated as far as sex sells, but it's weird. Like
isn't sex sells kind of rooted in misogyny though?
No,
Well, it's like, been used both ways. Like,
yeah, it has.
Like, if you're using like a sexy man,
we're not talking.
How's that misogynistic?
Women. Yeah,
because they do. No. That's how often do you see a Calvin Klein ad?
The male stuff is disproportionate to the female stuff,
though. I'm not saying it isn't. That's not what I said.
Yeah, but I'm
like
just
you
saying
said it was all misogynistic.
As the argument is
yeah.
kind of linked.
But here you go. Freak 5 said something that brought up something really kind of important discussing this. He says, the video you're showing right now, it showed boobs but no nipples.
Ooh,
that's the benchmark, which is really weird, but it's also really weird.
As soon as that happens,
Hold on, Eric. Hang on just a second. Let me finish my point. You're right, Freak 5. Like, we don't have a problem with boobs in this country. We have a problem with nipples, and specifically female nipples.
Yes.
And also –
don't forget crotches.
Yeah.
Well,
like Japan.
One of the best episodes of South Park was a kind of a parody of that, the whole concept.
Yeah.
That the nipple is – you cannot show a female nipple.
Yeah.
But so in the show, Kenny goes to like this a magical place where everything is boob.
Yeah,
it's breasts everywhere, nipples like all around, everywhere you can see. But his goal is to see this one naked woman, get her to take her top off, basically, and you never see her nipples.
No,
all the monsters and aliens and everything else have breasts with nipples,
but
everywhere.
Yeah.
But and they can show that.
Yep.
But you can't show a female nipple.
But you know what else you can't show? You can't show a transgender person with nipples either, which I find weird. I think
you can't
that
see
is,
dick either.
Yeah, you can't. It's weird.
Can't see a vagina.
Dick, pussy.
Yeah. No vaginas, no penises.
Yeah.
But in Japan,
unless you go to Europe.
Yeah. In Japan, you could probably see those things, but they'd be censored.
It's really weird. Like I always wondered that, why the double standard with men and women, and obviously it's because of the misogynistic kind
yeah,
of
it's because women's breasts are sexualized.
Yeah, and also the religious right.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No.
I'm just saying.
You know what's wrong with this country? The religious right, like the extreme evangelicals. That's what's really wrong, because they have a twisted view on sex. And they have a twisted view on people that they support politically. It's fucking weird. Like,
you know, what's really, really like fucked up about all of that too, is that a lot of our ancestors fled Europe, you know, to come over here because they were getting away from religion.
Yeah. Yeah.
They didn't like the Catholic Church,
so they made their own religion.
Basically.
And then they came here so they could practice it in peace.
Yeah, they came
just as repressed. It's just less repressed.
Yeah, it may be slightly less repressed. And people in Texas wonder why they have the highest teen pregnancy rate. It's because people are sexually repressed there. You know, it's weird. Freak 5 says, one episode of South Park, I'm assuming he's
not,
saying.
No, not South Park. He's talking about a web cartoon called Retarded Animal Babies.
Oh, okay. Retarded I've never seen that.
Both the Catholic and the Church of England. So. Yeah.
I'm going to have to check that out after, Freak 5.
The Church of England was notoriously evil.
Yeah, yeah. Did you ever watch the web cartoon Retarded Animal Babies? No, I never seen it. He said one episode they were playing D&D and there was a dragon made entirely out of boobs. I would probably like that series too. Yeah. But yeah, I never understood that. Like, you can show men, you know, men can have their tops off in public, but women are not allowed. And it's like, really? Like women work just as hard in this country to do whatever the fuck they want. Like,
and you know what a lot of it is too? It's a lot of it is about kids.
Yes.
We don't want kids seeing this stuff.
Is it something about the shape of the breast? Is it like somehow sexier than a man's? Because a man's mostly flat.
I guess.
Yeah, it is to me.
Yeah. Well, ask a gay man that question, or a woman.
Can't help you there. I'm sorry.
See, I mean, but that's what I find really interesting. Why bigger boobs you just can't show in public? It's just so stupid. Like, I not that every woman that you see should be topless, but I think they should have the option. I mean, why not? I mean, they're as natural.
Not that they shouldn't be topless. I mean, everybody should have that right to go. I mean, honestly, you should have the right to go naked in your own property.
Well,
I think. There's nothing wrong. Nudity is such a taboo.
They call it a public nuisance for nudity, but the only thing I think is a public nuisance is actually being a nuisance.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree with that.
Are you disrupting the peace, or are you
right?
Are you causing a fire somewhere? No.
Yeah. If
something
a woman...
happened in just north of Cincinnati. A couple years ago or a year ago or something, there was a swingers club that was trying to open their own club. They were getting a discreet building. They were planning on, you know, being there at nighttime and stuff, and it was members only. And you know, this was going to be their own thing. And that city banded together and said, no, you know, we can't have you doing this in the state. We've got like daycare kids over here in the same neighborhood and such like that. Like,
well,
wait a minute. One thing,
nighttime, they're sleeping.
I was going to say, for one thing, that's all happening at night.
Right.
For another thing, this is in a closed building. This is like, this isn't happening to the eyes of the public.
Unless people start walking outside and they're taking their kids at night.
Freak 5 agrees with us. He says even his mom, sisters, daughters, aunts, cousins, and grandmothers should be able to go topless. So that's weird, Freak 5. I don't know why you brought up...
The funny thing is, the more freedom people have to do something, the more often they actually don't do it.
Yeah. I don't know why Freak 5
that's one of the things that they really don't understand.
Yeah.
You know, the people above, the people who make all the rules, basically.
Yeah, it's
Their
weird.
whole,
Like,
philosophy is we gotta ban it, we gotta stop people from getting it.
you know,
Well,
maybe.
people are still gonna get stuff that wanna do it.
Yeah.
People that want, you know, want meth are getting meth still.
Yeah. Now, but, what if, can you guys imagine if we change the laws here?
Sorry.
If
Greg is advocating that we just all do meth because
that's not what I'm saying. I used a poor example. I don't really want to use
no,
meth.
No, actually, there's some
like
validity.
Prostitution is illegal, but everybody's still buying sex, right?
Right, exactly.
So it's just
also
right.
advocating that we make that we just
hold
let
on.
It legal,
let me finish.
Yeah,
because
Eric,
let me
Eric,
finish.
Hang on. Yeah, go ahead.
Fuck,
Greg.
I forgot what I was saying now. Shit.
No. I know what
if
you're
you
saying.
Make it if you make it illegal. You force it underground, and obviously things come up, pop up from that. It becomes less safe.
Yeah,
for one
like
thing,
abortion.
yeah, exactly.
Like,
I
a lot of like the thing. Well, for instance, like say meth, marijuana, those are illegal. A lot of the shootings that happened back in the 80s and 90s were over like people purchasing drugs. You know,
yeah,
because they were illegal.
You can't even
like, see what happens when you
make
instead
it illegal.
Of,
a bunch of seedy people will come out of the woodwork, and then they'll cause more harm.
If by
and
seedy,
I've said it before. I've said when you make something illegal, you make the bad people into basically gods, and you make good people into bad people. Because look at some of the people who are legendary from the past days. You know, Al Capone.
Yeah.
We all know who Al Capone is.
Yeah.
He arose to power because of the prohibition that happened.
Yeah.
We might not have ever heard of his name had prohibition not happened.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. MXT is making a weird appearance in chat. He says he smells like old people. I don't know why he would say that, but
he probably always smells like old people.
Yeah, exactly.
He's got to get it somehow.
You know, it's really weird. Like, let's say we made a new law in the United States that women could run around topless. Does anybody think actually that a bunch of women are just going to run around topless in the United States? It's so stupid.
See, the thing is, some will, but not as many as I think people
right
suddenly think. Yeah.
Look, this goes to the whole marijuana thing. You guys brought that up. People were like up in arms over Colorado getting legal marijuana, right? And they said, wow, Colorado is going to be the next, you know, if you listen to Jeff Sessions, we're like the most murderous state in the whole country. I can't think anything further from the truth than what is going on here. People are happy. They're going into a store. They're purchasing marijuana and they're going home. You know what I mean? I mean, I heard arguments that people were going to be.
How many traffic accidents were caused by marijuana?
None. I'm sure there's some. But it's nowhere near what they thought was going to happen. Like, it's really weird.
It's just like what happened here in Ohio with the legalization of gambling.
Yeah.
The people who are anti-gambling have told us, you are going to start World War IV in this state. But what happened to three? What do you mean four?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah,
but,
exactly.
You know, like, if shit was going to go all wrong, like, prostitution was going to skyrocket, gun violence is going to skyrocket, stuff like that. None of that happened.
Yeah.
We're having an opioid crisis, but that has nothing to do with gambling.
Oh, that's a whole different story. But like here
in Vegas, there's only like one shooting in the last several decades.
Yeah. You know what's happening here in Colorado? Like nothing. Like there's been no change other than the state has gotten like millions upon millions of tax revenue. That's the only thing that's
Well,
changed.
And they've got it the honest way instead of the way the government usually does it, which is through bullshit taxing. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't mean bullshit ticketing.
Yeah,
like
absolutely.
For like click it or ticket.
Oh, God.
That's one of the biggest bullshit rules ever.
Dude, click it
and
or ticket.
When we get to Stinkos, I've got another one.
Okay. Well, let's finish
the
news
here.
Let's move on. Let's finish the news and then we'll get on to bigger and better things. This is a real quick one. Last story comes to us from Gamatsu. Disgaea 5 complete coming to PC on May 7th. I don't think I need to say any more about that. Long
if you have
running.
A Switch, there's like almost no point because then you can take it anywhere.
Yeah, yeah. So there you go. But it's coming to PC for PCers out there. There you go. Homie discounts. Do you have any homie discounts, Eric, or those?
Yes,
old?
PS Plus games for April in Japan.
Oh, okay. For our
and two I don't Japanese know why the hyperlink didn't show up for that, but there we go.
That's all right. What do we get?
Let's see. Let me load.
let me load.
Okay. The games for this month are the last time you'll ever see PS Vita and PS3 games worldwide. The last two games for Japan are Storm Lover V or 5, I don't know. Toy Home, which we also have here. And then there's Blaze Blue Central Fiction for the PS4 and PS3.
Yeah.
And Heavy Rain.
That's a cool deal. Blaze Blue and Heavy
Slightly
Rain.
Slightly better than our own selection.
Yeah, well, Mad Max was good, but we did not have a good did they follow the best ever PS Plus month with maybe the worst month ever for PS Plus? Because that was something I was kind of contemplating, because Mad Max is fun and all, but compared to Ratchet and Clank and what was the other one? Bloodborne, it's nowhere near. So I don't know. But there you go, Japan. Have at it. Your last chance to get Vita games. All right. So any Twitter questions, Break? Nothing. Yeah, that's what we get. Nothing. Nothing.
Sorry, I was coughing.
That's okay.
I didn't hear what you said.
Any Twitter questions?
Well, there wasn't anything yesterday. I'll look again. It's so sad and lonely. Nobody tweets me anything. Nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah, still nothing.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
Does Breakman get ennui because of the lack of tweets?
Does he get what?
Ennui. You don't know what ennui is?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Basically, like a melancholic depression.
Oh, yeah, probably. Man, poor Breakman. He hasn't had anything in weeks on the Twitter feed. At RP Grinders, if you guys want to send anything in, Break. What have you been playing?
Same old, same old.
Halo Wars.
But I haven't played much of anything this week because I've been sick.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say same old, same old. I think I played some South Park, and that was really about it.
Yeah.
Now that I think about it, I don't even want to say same old, same old. I haven't turned the Xbox on.
Yeah. I'm thinking about starting South Park, but I kind of want to get Stick of Truth first and play through
that
game.
I meant the mobile South Park. I know that's not your kind of game because it's heavily multiplayer.
Yeah, yeah, no. All right.
Destroyer!
Sorry.
There you go. You know, talking about Qbert, that was another free one right now if you have PlayStation Plus. I guess that's fun. We haven't delved into that yet, but Qbert rebooted. I've been playing a little bit of Marvel Puzzle Quest, a little bit of Seasons After Fall, and a tiny bit of Alien Isolation. I haven't been playing because I've been on this movie kick, and the latest is the Phantasm movies, which I'll get to in our reviews. I watched the first three again for the first time in a long time. Good movies, but what have you been playing, Eric?
I finished The Alliance Alive, which the review's up on totallygin.com along with the 25th Ward, the Silver Case review.
All right.
And played a little bit of Code Realize, Bouquet of Rainbows. And actually, I don't think I played that this week. I think I was about to, and I just played it for like a couple seconds and decided against it. But
yeah.
Other than that, I played the Story of Seasons, Trio of Towns.
All right.
Since I finished the Alliance Alive, and just decided to get back to that one.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to work through the first year so that I can access the DLC characters for dating.
Yeah. Freak5 says he's been playing Diablo 3, Qbert, Friday the 13th, and Until Dawn, Rush of Blood. Yeah, that's a good...
Other than that, I've been seeing movies, which I'll have reviews of later.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in just a second. It was something that I was going to talk about real quick here. It was about... shit, man. I lost my train. But, Phantasm. We might as well get into our reviews now, speaking of Phantasm. I'll get to yours in just a second, Eric. Mine are pretty quick. I watched Phantasm 1 through 3. I still got to watch 4 and 5. It's basically a series of movies about what they called – before there was Slender Man, there was the Tall Man. I don't know. Brake, have you ever seen Phantasm?
I don't think there's many more movies more fucked up than the Phantasm movies.
They're fun. They're fun movies.
They're so fucking weird. Like, they're just so fucked up.
Yeah, they're weird. But, you know, the interesting thing about – I was thinking about it, and – there aren't very many series of movies like one, you know, labeled movies like 1, 2, 3, 4, like Friday the 13th, 1, 2, 3, 4, et cetera, that kind of go like they pick up right where the last one left off. I can't think of another series that does it as well as Phantasm. There's five of them. The last one came out last year, Ravager. It's almost seamless the way that they did it. They kind of they hit the nail on the head. They did a good job with Phantasm. It's basically about a tall man that like steals bodies for to make them his slaves. Like it's this weird convoluted sci-fi horror slasher whatever.
Which one was somebody having sex with a woman who turned into the tall man?
That must have been 4. I think that was 4.
So you didn't watch that one then?
I haven't got up to that, but I know what you're talking about. But yeah, the tall man is interesting because he's actually I kind of don't want to spoil it. I want people to watch it, but Phantasm's so old. He's basically an alien. So I mean, it's not a huge spoiler. He's a very good villain, man. Angus Scrimm. Before he died a couple of years ago.
Oh, yeah, he is a good villain.
He was a good villain. Yeah, so I'm giving the Phantasm series a solid 8.5 out of 10 because there's very few series where you go in succession 1, 2, 3, 4 if they're labeled like that, where they pick up right where the last one left off. So I like them. It's a little different. It's not – I mean, it's up there with the great horror series of all time, even though – doesn't get a lot of pub, but Phantasm, I highly recommend it. All right, Eric, you're up.
All right, I saw all three movies this week. working on the 26 letters of the alphabet of film, I got like 3 knocked out. Game Night, Pacific Rim Uprising, and A Quiet Place. And I don't count the AAS being part of the.
Uh-huh.
The whole title.
Sorry.
Because usually when you see a listing somewhere, it's like Quiet Place, comma, or the.
Yeah. Yeah. I wanted to see The Quiet Place. Which review are you doing first? Because I don't want to
spoil.
I'm going to
do Game Night.
All right. Game Night.
Game Night is a comedy that is about this married couple that really is into gaming, like tabletop, bowling, whatever, anything, you name it. And they have game nights with their friends. And they have a neighbor that, like, they kind of want to avoid gaming night with her because he's just weird. And he got even weirder after his divorce. But anyways, the husband also has this rivalry with his brother, and apparently he's coming in town, and they come over and then have a game night, and basically they kind of have a little bit of a fight, and it ends up with him inviting him to his house and not wanting to sound like a complete dick. He plays along and goes there, and then they end up playing like a role playing session, like where basically they hire a company to make a theatrical presentation to make it seem like it's real. So it's like he basically stages his own kidnapping and he's supposed to help find clues, but the problem is it ends up being real. Because these real kidnappers come ahead of the actual actors.
Yeah.
And they kidnap him instead because of something that's related to the plot that I won't mention. Otherwise, like, you missed the whole point of the movie, the movie. Yeah. But, anyways, It's kind of a weird fusion between Clue, maybe a little bit of it is a weird take on Clue, but it's also like damn it, I can't forget the two other movies it reminded me of, but it's like Clue, Clue and Rat Race, like the better parts of Rat Race, because that movie is on a whole is terrible. But
on a whole, it's terrible. But I kind of like how fun Rat Race is.
I hate that son of a bitch. I love that movie. Awesome.
I like that movie in a way too.
I love Rat Race. I don't care what anybody says. Movie's fucking awesome.
I think you just like it because Mr. Bean's in it.
I like well, the, no. True.
That does help, and DDP is in the cutscenes.
Yeah, the part that I like is the whole betting. They bet on everything thing.
That also was very funny.
The other movie it reminds me of is The Game.
Yeah. All right, so what do you give?
I also love John Lovitz. He was in it, too.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw The Game or not. Richards.
Yeah, was that with Michael Douglas? The game.
Yeah, Michael Douglas, not Michael Richards.
Yeah,
Michael.
Oh, yeah. I saw that a long time ago. Yeah. I do remember that now that you say it.
Yeah, I did see that.
That was kind of boring, now that I think about it.
It wasn't
the
greatest movie.
Yeah, Clue, if it were a little bit darker. The Game, if it were more lighthearted.
Yeah.
And, I'm going to give this one 7.5.
Yeah. 7.5. That sounds fair. All right, you're on to which one you want to do next?
Pacific Rim Uprising. This movie, I think its biggest problem is that it didn't need to be made. Yeah. But that doesn't mean it's a bad movie. It's just kind of there. And the end of the movie hints at a trilogy, but I don't know if a third movie will actually be made because of seeing its box office numbers right now.
Yeah, well,
they might do one out of obligation at this point, but who knows?
They'll do one because it's making tons of money in China. That's what they made this movie for.
Anyways, because of the fact that it's probably going to be a trilogy,
yeah,
it falls in the pratfalls that most second acts do, and then it feels like more like a filler episode.
Mm. Okay, so
and it is a little bit more. I watched Andre the Black Nerd's review of it, and he says it reminded him a bit of Power Rangers / Sentai, because they have to train these teenager cadets who are going to be the next soldiers who pilot the Jaegers, and they have to cooperate with each other, and they're all kind of fuck-ups.
Yeah, they really made this movie for China. I can definitely – and the Asian countries, because the market is shrinking here for movies big time. Like, China is going to be – like, I think it made
– Well, that's why Bay made Transformers.
Yeah, absolutely. You're absolutely correct. I think Ready Player One made $143 million in China, which is crazy money. But anyways, go ahead, Pacific Rim.
Anyways, it's not a bad movie, but I do like John Boyega's role in the movie. He's basically the persona he embraced when he was in Attack of the Block. But,
Attack the Block is a great movie. That's a great movie.
An old movie. I didn't realize how old it was when I saw it on Blu-ray.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
I rented it from Redbox one day, and actually it might have been just the DVD version, but apparently John Boyega is pretty much like, I think he's like 18 or 19 in that movie. Yeah. And the first movie I had actually seen him in up to that point was The Force Awakens, and he is older in that movie. So it was like, why did this movie take this long to get to the U.S.?
No, it's been around. It's been around for a while. It just kind of flew under the radar. Dungeon Busters in chat. What's up, Dungeon? He says he didn't read Ready Player One.
Like Shaun of the Dead old.
Yeah. He didn't read Ready Player One, but he enjoyed the movie. Uprising was pretty meh, except for the fighting parts and Boyega.
Yeah, the fighting parts were like the best part of the movie.
Yeah,
I'm gonna give Pacific Rim Uprising 6.
Yeah,
that's the kind of movie you just fast forward through. I'm good with that. Just fast forward to the good parts.
Yeah, exactly. All right, your final one, and this is exciting. Please no spoilers, Eric.
Yeah, the previews have interested me. So yeah.
Despite the fact that the producer is Michael Bay, he has nothing to do with the actual rest of the film.
Yeah,
he's just there to gain money.
Like this is a starring a married couple, and they actually, I think she wrote it, and I know he directed it.
Yeah, Krasinski wrote it for sure, but Anyways, A Quiet Place.
He wrote it too. I thought she wrote it.
Yeah.
I thought his wife wrote it.
No, I'm pretty sure
because this is like the first time they've actually acted together. So if people all know, they're married in real life.
I kind of feel like they would have called it Silent Hill if Silent Hill hadn't been taken, because it's a silent movie for the most part.
Yeah.
Because they're not allowed to make noise, otherwise these creatures have very sensitive ears and they'll pick up on them.
Yeah.
They're demonic looking things too. They look like they came out of like a Lovecraftian novel.
No spoilers. No spoilers. Moving on. What
That's
else?
Not like, a spoiler.
I didn't describe it other than that. Okay. So.
All right. So what?
Especially since you don't get to see much of them anyway. But
yeah. All right. So what are we talking about here in A Quiet Place?
Basically, it looks like there was some kind of apocalypse. I mean, I don't know the world situation. I just know that this region of the U.S. is pretty much deserted because of this outbreak of these monsters. Yeah. But there's like three in the area that they apparently live in. You find this out without dialogue, because there's no talking, but you'll see like newspaper clippings and stuff.
Yeah.
So you get it's a good movie that showcases how much storytelling you can actually do despite the fact there's no dialogue.
Yeah, see, that's what I was going to bring up.
Well, there is dialogue. They use sign language, but other than that, actual talking.
I was reading a lot of reviews on this, because for a while I was getting like 100% in Rotten Tomatoes, and I was like, wow, that's a pretty decent accomplishment. And I read through some of the reviews, and they were saying just what you're saying, the amount of kind of story you can convey without dialogue is pretty astounding. So it's a good place for people to look to help in their own movie making in that regard is what I gather. So what else can you tell us, Eric?
I think it's just under 2 hours. It's like an hour and 45 minutes or so.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a terribly long movie.
Yeah. All right.
And there's a little bit of gore, but there's not a whole lot of it.
Yeah.
Just enough.
Is it rated R, Eric?
I don't know.
Okay.
I think the amount of blood would say yes, but I could be wrong.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Anyways, I'm going to give this a 9.5.
Ooh, almost a perfect movie. Yeah, I really want to see it. And that's in line with what everybody is saying. I'm definitely going to check that movie out for sure, Eric. So that's a good review. 9.5 out of 10. Can't go wrong with that. Is it a movie that you should see at the theater, Eric? Or is this kind of
I think it's a movie you should see at the theater if you can get a D-Box.
Okay. I got
a D-Box?
Yeah. Like
that's the one where it's like motion sound sensing or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, they have those. I don't have any near me, but that would be cool to see it like that. So you would recommend seeing it in the theater. That's a good recommendation. So there you go. All right. Let's move on to Stinkos. Breakman, I know you've been itching to do your Stinko, so let's hear yours.
Sorry. I had to cough. Mute myself because part of my stinkos have been sick all weekend. I was just coughing.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
My other stinko goes to the state of Ohio once again intruding on our lives.
Yeah.
And I was talking earlier about how the government and states usually like to make money, especially local governments, through policing. They ticket you.
Yeah.
That they make money from all that shit. That goes to them. That is how a lot of municipalities, like the smaller cities, stay running.
Yeah.
Is by ticketing people.
Yeah.
That's why when you go to small places in small town Ohio, they'll follow you around.
Yeah.
Like, it's ridiculous. If they don't know you, they just follow you.
Yeah.
Just waiting for you to screw up or something. I hate it. And it's because they want to ticket you and get money. Well, the newest one they've gotten, and this is great, is if you have a child in your car and you are smoking, it's a $500 fine.
Holy shit. This is
in your own private property, which I mean, and I'm not saying go smoke if you're in front of your kid. You shouldn't fucking do that.
Right, right.
But the government once again coming in and telling you what to do.
This sounds
for
like
me. It's the start of a slippery slope.
That's what I
shouldn't say. It's the start because really the seatbelt law was the start.
Well, I was gonna say, Brake. This is a definite government overreach. Isn't there people fighting that? Like, aren't there people like litigating against that?
I hope there are. I haven't really looked into it as far as like if anybody's fighting, because there always are. But this is another law that's specifically going after, well, minorities and the poor.
Yeah,
I mean, because who else smokes? What? I mean, and lower middle class people. I mean,
yeah,
this isn't going. For instance, the front plate law in Ohio, which is ridiculous, because if you buy like a sports cars don't even have brackets for you to put a front plate on your car.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
It's a requirement in Ohio.
Yeah.
And yeah, guess what? I'm guessing they're not pulling over the rich people every other day.
Oh, no, day. Dude. Okay.
No. It's another thing. Like, and what happened with the Ray Tensing thing?
Yeah.
He pulled over Sam DeBose because he didn't have a front license plate.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he was a black man without a front plate, driving a crappy car.
So he was
without a front license plate.
In other words, he was driving.
If he was filthy, stinking rich, driving a Porsche, he wouldn't have got pulled over.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
But if it was me driving that junk car and I didn't have a front plate, they'd pull me over.
Well, see, he did do something.
Because I got pulled over for shit like not – well, yeah. I got pulled over for not having a front plate, actually.
Yeah.
Now that I think about it.
I mean, check this out. I think you're missing the fact that they have this law in the books called driving while black, Brake Man.
Oh, no. I'm not saying
– I know.
I know.
I was making a funny.
I'm just saying like –
that happens all the time.
It's another excuse.
It is.
And this is another excuse. And a $500 ticket, like, you're ticketing people who can't fucking afford that kind of money.
Yeah, yeah. It's strange, Brake. I think Boulder County has a law where you can't smoke in public. Like, you have to smoke, like, in a private patio, your house. And if you're caught,
I think that's already the way it is here in Ohio. You have to smoke in like butt huts and stuff like
that.
Yeah,
it's like,
but you're in your own fucking car. But now you can't smoke if you've got a child in there,
right?
Which I agree you shouldn't be fucking doing. But at the same time, why is the government getting into it?
I mean, that's not the government's business to worry about.
They're not going to go, because I mean, honestly, who's putting a car seat in a Porsche?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly, dude. It's so funny. Like these overreaches. I'm glad you brought that up, Brake. Because
and by the way, I know like the driving while black thing. Yes, I wasn't trying to like.
No,
I wasn't arguing against that at all.
I know. But I was just bringing up the point. I'm glad that people maybe are starting to realize these type of things, Brake Man, because. It happens. Like, let's take the drug war, for instance. Like, marijuana. By the way, where did the term marijuana come from? It came from the American government to make cannabis, which is the correct term to use for it, to seem more sinister. When you say marijuana, Mary Jane, you know, and it was geared at specifically black people and Hispanic people. Marijuana and Mary Jane. You see what I'm saying? I mean, the whole drug war was – and if you listen to the Nixon tapes, it kind of proves it. Like the way that he was talking about black people and drugs and, you know, heroin and cocaine and a bunch of stuff. Like it's pretty amazing what you can hear in those tapes. You can listen to all those Nixon tapes when he was impeached, and it's pretty interesting. So I agree with you 100%, Brake. Like, that's a stupid overreach. But they always overreach to make more money off of poor people. You know what I'm saying? In more ways than one. And that's just another latest example.
Yeah. And like I said, it's another excuse to pull you over. Really, it probably started with, like, the seatbelt. Well, no, actually... Was it the front plate law for they started for?
I think here
God
it was
knows what it is. Now it's like you can't text. You can't. I mean, there's no. You're not allowed to text in your car. And, and I don't disagree that these aren't bad ideas.
Right.
But once you've started, like, the slippery slope is just. It's not a slope anymore. It's all downhill.
When does it end?
Like, you're not going. At one point, you are not going to be able to smoke in your car.
You know what I always wondered?
Not going to be able to. It's going to happen in Ohio, and I'm guessing probably within the next 10 years.
Oh, yeah. I mean, already restaurants here you can't smoke, which I think is dumb. Yep. Like, if an individual business wants to ban smoking in their establishment, then ban smoking. That's great, you know. If you don't, then say you're allowed to smoke here. And I'm sure you'd have an audience.
See, that's
that.
The thing is, they should have the choice. People yes. should have the yes. choice. If you're running if you run a business, say, in, for instance, a bar, which it's illegal to smoke in Ohio.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it should be up to the bar. There should be bars that say, no, we don't want any smoking. But there should right. be bars for the smokers, too.
Yeah, and the bars here aren't allowed to have smoking either. Mm. They all have to have patios or some stupid shit. And I'm like, that's so stupid. Like you said, let people make their own choices, whether it's a business or an individual. I totally agree, dude. You know, I couldn't put
it
in.
Because if you, like... Basically, you're saying, like, as far as, like, if we're going to the point of don't smoke in front of your kid, you're going as far as how we raise our kids, and it'll go to – it won't stop. The yeah. government will keep going and keep going and keep adding and keep adding. They will. It's been proven. That's what they do.
Adding like Trump is adding to this trade war.
Oh my god! Yeah. Oh my god! Don't! Oh my god!
I'm gonna start.
My head's gonna explode.
Yeah, I'm gonna start talking about that after Eric.
He's Vader.
my head will just fucking explode. Yeah. I can't
pray that I don't alter it further.
Oh, I'm actually gonna get in depth on that after Eric talks about his stinkos of the week. What are your
my stinkos? Involve the deaths of two Japanese people.
Yeah, this is sad.
Yeah. The passing of Isao Takahata, who was a Studio Ghibli co-founder.
Yeah.
And one of the movies I know I saw that he did was Grave of the Fireflies.
I love that movie.
Apparently, Grave of the Fireflies isn't as good as the movie as Barefoot Gen, which I haven't seen.
I like Grave of the Fireflies.
It's still a good movie.
It's a great movie. I don't care what anybody says. That's a great movie. Grave of the Fireflies. It's one okay, you know I was talking about movies that are hard to watch. Grave of the Fireflies for me is super hard to watch. If that doesn't make you have a lump in your throat by the end of that movie, you're not human. That's just the way it is, man. Grave of the Fireflies is a great movie. Even that it is sad, Eric. All right, what else you got?
And there's also the passing of Hidenori Sabao, who made a game called Lennis, which was called The Paladin's Quest here. And then there was Legend of Legaia, which more people probably know about.
Yeah.
Which is a PS1 RPG.
Mm-hmm, I remember that. Yeah, I remember that game. That's sad, Ben.
I got the article here that gives us details on it. But let's see. He died at 56. Oof,
that's way too young, man. Way too young.
It doesn't say how he died.
Yeah.
Oh, illness. But it doesn't say which illness.
Yeah. Probably had to deal with flu. Like a pneumonia or flu or something of that nature. So, okay. Yeah, that's very sad news, especially in the case of Sayo Takahata, because The Grave of the Fireflies was one of my all-time favorite. I did see this in the news, Eric, and it's completely sad. You know, great movies from Studio Ghibli, you know, and it sucks. It sucks when you hear... you know, things of this nature that affect you personally with, you know, things that you've seen or heard, like music. We've lost a lot of people lately, so it sucks. All right, anything else on that, Eric?
Well, I have a Stinko that I saved for free-for-all, and we're talking about that later.
Let's talk about that later, but I want to talk... I spoke a little bit about the trade wars that Trump is doing. This is where it gets dangerous, people, and we're going to have to buckle up because I think it's coming to the end of Trump's tenure as president. I don't think it's going to have anything to do with how erratic he is on trade wars and Scott Pruitt being the swamp that Trump wanted to get rid of or anything of that nature. I think it's actually going to be the whole Stormy Daniels story with Trump. But let's talk about the trade wars first. Is this all bravado, guys? I'm going to ask you guys. Like, first, Trump is saying that he wants to put $50 billion worth of tariffs on China for different things in order to try to get them to negotiate better deals, which we all know by now Trump is not a deal maker. He's been bankrupt several times over. I think the last count was six. So him making a deal is a joke. But in retaliation, China says, well, if you're going to do $50 billion dollars worth of tariffs on us, we'll do $50 billion on you guys. So what does Trump do? He doubles that to $100 billion, which China said, look, basically China's saying, if you want to get in a trade war, we don't want a trade war, but if you want to get in it, we're ready. You know, and they are. They are in a position.
I know. We are so screwed. Because yeah. You know what happens if China gets into a trade war with us?
Yeah.
Do you know who the biggest outside country who buys into American
China.
Like
China.
Invest in actual in America.
Yeah, China.
It's China.
Yep.
Like if you're gonna fuck with you're starting a trade war with them, they're gonna stop investing in us. You know when the country that we're getting the most money from
China
when they raise the deficit?
Yep,
China.
Yep.
Jesus Christ, yeah. How fucking stupid can one man be?
And by the way, China is an ally.
My fucking head's gonna explode.
I know it's really weird because, like, on the surface, like, you do want a better deal with China because they have, Dungeon Buster says it best. China has $1 trillion of our debt as their nuclear option. And trust me, Dungeon.
I like what his comment before says from Dungeon Buster. Trump wants to start negotiations with a baseball bat. And this is how he's doing it, never mind the damage it's doing to the market.
Yeah, I think the Dow was down 700 points, which, you know, I'm going to give Trump credit on a couple things here. Number one.
What?
Yeah, hold on.
Wait, what?
I know. Check it out. It's weird, but I'm going to give him credit on a few things here, or a couple things. One, the Dow Jones has been up, like, I think since he took office, like 4,000 points or so, which is pretty good. It's not exactly what Obama brought in by the end of his tenure, but that's pretty good. So that says that he hasn't done anything super damaging to the economy. You could argue.
Well, he's doing it now.
Yeah, that's what I was getting to.
The minute that
he opens his mouth with a trade war with China, which he says is not a trade war, but please, if you're going to take $50 billion away from somebody, you don't expect them to retaliate. I mean, get real, man.
That's another thing with him is he says it and then he doesn't say it. Like he says one thing and then he says the exact opposite. Like it's just he is so maddening.
Yeah, he is. He's you never know what that guy is doing, which I guess his base likes the unpredictability.
I mean, for all the people who are, like, defending him for the economy, like, the economy's been doing good.
Yeah.
It's not going to do that now.
Nope, not
if
now.
If he continues with this, oh, my God. This
today
is going to
alone,
be a catastrophe that we've never seen.
Yeah, I think.
In my lifetime, at least.
Oh, absolutely. Like, by far, dude. Today alone, we lost 700 points on the Dow, which doesn't mean much to the average person. But, like, those people that are trading, the big traders on Wall Street, they're hurting bad today. You know, 700 points on the Dow is a big tumble, and it probably can only go down because what do you think China's going to do? They're going to say, here's $100 billion worth of tariffs on you, and then what do you think Trump's going to do? Okay, we'll do $200 million. How long does it go before we just run out of things we can't tariff anymore? and China wins. Like, it's a no-win situation to start shit with China. It just is. It's weird.
I understand, like, the whole negotiation thing. Like, we should always be negotiating with countries. Yeah. We should always do that.
But we're not in a position to...
But this is not what you're doing. This is not what he's doing.
We are
like,
not...
Like he said, he's coming into negotiations with a baseball bat.
Yeah.
He is attacking.
Yep.
He's a mob boss, man.
You know what? The more and more I think about it, the more and more I think that type of mentality is true, dude. He's like a mob boss. He's like... I hope Robert Mueller has the goods. I'm pretty sure he does based on everything, you know, reading the tea leaves, so to speak, and listening to professionals in that whole realm of things. Like, it kind of sounds like it's the beginning of the end. But I hope he doesn't take the entire economy with it. Like, it's crazy what's going on with the economy, man. Then on top of it all, you got scandal after scandal after scandal. You got, who was it, Ben Carson that bought a $30,000 table for the fucking housing and urban development. I mean, do you realize that most people don't even make $30,000 a year? And he's just buying things like that. Scott Pruitt giving his two top aides huge raises. I don't know if you guys saw that interview, but it was weird seeing Fox take down Scott Pruitt like they did. It was an interview with Fox News, which I think Scott Pruitt is on his way out because there's no way that Fox News would have did that type of interview with...
No, speaking of which, they're basically running the country.
Yeah, that's another thing. Donald Trump, like,
basically... Everything Trump does is because he saw it on Fox News first.
That's the thing is, I might have agreed with you before this whole election, but they were anti-Trump until he got elected.
Yeah, they were.
Fox News was anti-Trump.
Yes.
They have money to gain from it.
Yes.
Well, I should say until it was just him versus Hillary, and then they started joining it, but they weren't really all – they were never all in until he was elected.
Yep, that's absolutely correct.
So it's,
right.
It's really weird.
I think
the whole
they were,
fucking dynamic of all that's weird.
They were big on Ted Cruz and Jeb Bush and a couple of the others, but no, you're right, Brake. They did not – I mean, half the Republicans were talking shit about Trump before he became the president. So it's – it's really weird, man. Like, Trump had – I don't know.
Yeah, I really thought that there were going to be a lot more people push back. I'm really surprised by it, how many people started just, like, bending over. Like, okay.
You're starting
the economy's doing great. Well, the economy was doing great before he got in. He's done a lot of like deregulation promises and stuff like that, which helps boost the economy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but now he's about to destroy the economy.
Yeah. Dungeon says,
oh my God, he's going to destroy so many lives.
I think he's going to be out of office sooner than people think. Like, I'm thinking by the end of this year, like, we'll have, like, way more Republicans. Like,
well, because if this goes on, I think most of us are going to march to Washington with pitchforks.
I actually think you're right, dude. I think it's going to take a mass and I think it's going to happen, Brake. I don't think people like me and you guys and the average, you know, person out there is going to take too much more of him. And now it's even spilling over to evangelicals. I looked at the latest numbers that he was in the 80 percentile. Now he's in like the 70 percentile. So once you start losing your base, you have nothing. And here's the other thing to consider. The Republicans got what they wanted. They got the tax cuts that they wanted. So they have no use for Trump anymore. There's just no use for him anymore. Now he's causing them headaches. So I think more and more you're going to start to see more Republicans, and it's going to build momentum until they decide, you know what, you had an affair. Because he still hasn't admitted that he had an affair, but once he does that, he's going to get a lot of what Bill Clinton got. You know what I'm saying? Bill Clinton was impeached because he cheated on Hillary with Monica Lewinsky.
Yeah, for the whole Lewinsky, that was what brought him down.
Him down. And this Stormy Daniel things, I think, is going to bring Trump down. So
even though I shouldn't say it really, even though he was impeached, that's only the first beginning step to removing somebody from office, and yep. he was not removed from office.
No, but I think Trump is going to be the first. I don't think you can let
because they have more reasons other than just the Stormy Daniels yeah. thing to get rid of him for.
Yeah,
that'll just be like the straw that breaks their back.
I agree.
The only way we've gotten presidents out of office before or resign their term is up. Yep. They've died,
resigned,
or they quit.
Yeah, and
that's the only way they've gotten out so
there's
far.
No way Trump is going to resign. Like, his ego precludes
no
that.
Way.
There's no way. So the two things I don't – for the sake of the country, I don't want everybody to see the president in handcuffs. But I think in this instance, with all the corruption and the illegal bullshit that he's probably doing and this whole Stormy Daniels thing plus cheating on your wife multiple times and other shady shit like hiring people that are corrupt and all this Russia shit going on, I think the time is now to finally do what democracy was supposed to do and get rid of tyrannical figures. And that's the category that I put Trump in at this moment. I know we talked about this before, and you guys were a little skeptical, but it's getting a little scarier. You know what I mean? Like, I agree with you. It can't just happen overnight, but it's getting to the point where we got to decide, do we fight for our democracy, or do we let our democracy die? And I think there are certain lawmakers that are now starting to see how scary this really, really is. It's getting there. And if you look at the people that are left with Trump, who's left with Trump? There's Stephen Miller, who's super racist and, you know, would love for us to have troops at the border shooting down people, which, by the way, that's not how that thing works. You can't just send the Army or National Guard to the border.
Well, he's not the first one to do it.
He's not the first one.
They've done it before. But the thing is, like, sending them down there, they can't legally do a damn thing.
They cannot.
This looks pretty funny. They can't do anything. They can't approach anybody. They can't have guns. They can't do shit.
Yeah, they can have guns because they have the right to defend themselves as well. But they cannot actively shoot people or do any policing of any kind. So it's really weird. I think these are distractions. That's what the whole thing is. I think it's just distraction after distraction because he feels that the walls are slowly but surely closing in. I would not be surprised.
I don't know. I think his ego doesn't even register there's a problem yet.
Maybe. And we can hope because...
And he might be too dumb.
That's another...
He might be too fucking dumb to realize
that's another possibility. But I think he has to feel some of this heat, man. I mean, now Robert Mueller is like pulling people out of airports and questioning them. There was a report that he pulled some billionaire Russian oligarchs out of the airport and asked them questions and took their electronic devices, etc. And I don't know what's going to go on, man. But I think now we're starting to see a lot of action. And it's scary, but it's also very heartening that there are people actively working to find out the truth about everything. And I hope the American people can see when it's all said and done.
I hope this continues. I hope they take him down, but I hope they don't quit after him. Start going after the government.
Yeah, I agree. I think there's other countries that do this all the time. If they have a corrupt politician, they put them in jail, you know?
Yeah.
And the first indictment that was – or the first sentence that was given – and it was pretty harsh. It was only 30 days, but it was somebody that – it was like a lawyer that lied. Like the only thing he did was lie to investigators, which – is a crime. You can't lie. So I think that was a clear message sent by that judge. Like, don't lie to investigators, because if you do, you're going to jail. And I hope that sends a message to everybody. And like you said, I hope it spills over into other parts of government, like the EPA.
He's definitely not the only one corrupt in
there.
I honestly think 90% more.
I would go one beyond that. I would say anybody taking money from corporations is probably...
Oh, okay, right. 100%.
Yeah. More. Well, no. There are a few. There's Ro Khanna in California. There's Bernie Sanders in Vermont. I don't think Elizabeth Warren takes PAC money. There's a few others.
All politicians take money from somebody, though.
Yeah,
is what I'm saying.
No,
they shouldn't be taking any kind of money or benefits of any kind.
Well, they can take small donations from people like
that
us.
That should be illegal.
I don't agree with that.
To their campaign.
Yeah.
But I'm saying to pay them.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. Like small donations, like there should be a limit. Like you should be able to donate $27 or something, you know, and that should be whether you're a corporation or you're Joe Blow.
I totally agree. Like it should be a small amount. Yep. I say $50.
Yeah, something like that. Like something really small so even the average person has influence. You know what I mean? Like
yeah,
that
exactly.
That's the way that it should be. But as it stands now, you're getting like hundreds of thousands of dollars, like some from the NRA. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and this is quote unquote to their campaign.
Yep, to the campaign. And it's legal. Legalized bribes.
But we all know it's not all going to the campaign. We all know that.
Yeah.
Like you see these guys getting richer and we see their vacations and such.
Yeah. No, they're corrupt. There's no question about it. We need to get the money out, but that's, you know, for a different day. But my whole thing was just talking about the trade wars that is brewing with China, and Scott Pruitt's a piece of shit, and so is Trump. So hopefully that's coming.
The only good thing about the whole trade war thing too is that a lot of people on the right are saying no.
Yeah,
I mean at least there's a lot of people like pushing back on it.
Dungeon says it says something when Frank can only name two people that aren't bought and paid for by corporate PACs. There's a few others, Dungeon. I know the majority of them do though, and it's wrong. Yeah. And the money out of politics. I say it all the time. Like get. Yeah. The fucking money out of politics,
like,
and then
I especially
things...
like your idea about the donations.
Yeah,
like,
you limit
like
it
a small amount.
Let's say you are a big company, you have just as much power as the average Joe on the street. $50 if you want to donate, and you better like corporations that have separate rules, like very regulated. Like you can't do multiple. You can't tell your employees to pony up the $50, and you know stuff like that. You can't. You know, there's got to be rules on corporations, but regular people, I think that's fair. $50, whether it's a presidential campaign or city council or something, you know. So I
100% love this.
Yeah, let's move on to Sweeto's break. Let's talk about fun stuff.
More stolen stickers.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
That I'm feeling better, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, I don't have much of a Sweeto other than that. It's just, like, oh my God, we're just on stinkos for,
I know.
What, 45 minutes?
Hey, but Jesus. We had a bunch of good ones, man, that we needed to talk about. So, Eric, what about your Sweeto, man?
I don't really have one. Oh, yeah. There is a stinko I forgot to mention this week.
Shit.
Back to stinkos. Go ahead, man.
I cut my finger like 2 days ago.
Ouch, dude! Ouch. On cardboard or the machine or what? Are you okay?
Actually, it was just yesterday, not 2 days ago.
Are you all right?
It felt like 2 days ago, but how long today was anyway? But
do you get stitches or what?
It was deep, but it wasn't that serious. I just had to get some gauze put on it for most of the day, and
that's cool.
Switched to just a standard Band-Aid.
Oh, good, man. At least you're okay, man. We don't want you getting cut up. All right. You don't have a Sweeto listed, Eric. I'm assuming you don't.
No.
Okay. Mine is
the week's finally over.
Yeah, I know. Mine is this whole Trump.
We had to do lots of cleaning at work because they're getting an audit on Monday.
Yeah.
The stinkos won't end.
Yeah.
They won't end.
they don't, man. Sweeto of the week. Mine is just, seems like the whole Trump thing is coming to, probably an abrupt conclusion, probably by the end of the year, and I'm hoping for the best. I don't like people say this all the time. Like, you know, you just want to see American democracy in turmoil and all this. No, I want to see a corrupt president. You know, which you could argue that most of them are corrupt, but I want to see this. Egregiously bad president put in handcuffs. Yes, I do.
Yes.
Because he's been a racist since probably the day he was born. The whole
I don't know about that. More like the day he was old enough to learn words.
Yeah, probably. The day that his dad taught him to be a racist, because his dad was a slumlord. You know, Fred Trump was awful. If you want to do some reading on Trump, Fred Trump, yeah. That's where it begins. But he's
how Junior got his start. He's not really Junior. I'm just calling him Junior for laughs.
Yeah,
but you know that he's how Junior got money in the first fucking place.
Yeah, he
didn't have it making money on his goddamn own.
Yeah, no way.
Fuck no, he got it from daddy.
By the way, I don't think he's a billionaire. I don't even think he's.
I don't really fucking care. It doesn't matter.
He's a paper man, and yeah. Rather, he's a man on paper.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, he's always this like self-made man, and people think like, no. He got his fucking money from daddy.
Yep. That's
Jeff Bezos was a self-made man, and he's a piece of shit.
Yeah. Yeah, but at least
he's a piece of shit because he's out of touch.
Yeah, but
he was raised that way.
Yeah. No, I want it to be over for the American people because, holy fuck, it's been just a wild ride and it's nonsense. It really sucks. So, whatever. You know, hopefully that gets done and out of there. Freak5 says before he got laid off, his old company was talking about how they were trying to get a deal with Walmart to sell their Medicare supplements in every single Walmart in the country. Last week he saw an article that talked about Walmart signing a deal with a different insurance company. So it made him laugh that they didn't get that deal. That I could see that, you know. Yep, karma, fuckers. all right, free for all. You had another weird one, Eric. Let's talk about this for a second.
Before we get to free for all, I actually have a lulz.
Oh yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't see that. What's your lulz?
That's all right. Let me bring up the article here.
Yep.
Okay. This happened in. Actually, I'm not sure where it was. On a golf course somewhere, and I'm not sure. Let me go ahead and read
put that
this
link in
article
the,
for you
in the summary when you're capable, because otherwise people are gonna see what about a golf course.
Do you love golf? Hopefully you don't love it as much as this man who was filmed having sex with the ninth hole while pleasuring himself with the flagpole.
Ninth hole.
You gotta be kidding me,
Stephen Gayton, who was trying to complete the 18th hole course, noticed the man lying on the grass in the rain with his trousers around his knees.
This is almost as good as the guy that fucked the inflatable pool.
Hold on. So you're saying this guy...
I'm not done. I'm not done, actually. The man can be seen holding a 6-foot flagpole in his bare rear end while filming himself.
Okay, so you're
he was
saying
fucking the hole so while he was fucking his ass while he was taking a picture of it.
Okay, so you're saying this guy was using his flagpole on a flagpole? Is that what you're saying, man?
No, he was using his flagpole on the hole while he was using the flagpole in his hole. And with the other hand, he was
pretty sure you could injure yourself.
So hold on, let me get this straight. Was he like fucking the hole, like the hole in the ground?
Yes.
While he was fucking himself with the flagpole.
The hole where the ball goes. And the flag that goes in that hole.
They test him for drugs.
Oh my god.
He actually ran away.
He ran away? Shit, I would have charged for that
performance.
Okay, so let me go ahead and read more of the story then. So he was doing that. The guy who saw him said he can be heard in the clip saying, because he got out his camera and filmed it, so we know this is real. Or I wouldn't have told this story.
Why would he have got... Oh my god, okay.
And there are actually pictures of him doing it. So, because I'm saying, like, if I knew this was fake, I wouldn't have said it, but we know this is real.
Yeah.
So, Steven can be heard in a clip saying, there's a lad fucking himself, filming it on his phone. So I'm guessing maybe this was in Ireland. He's filming it on his phone, fucking his own arse. Look at that. After about a minute, the man places the flag back into the hole and gets up from the ground before pulling his trousers back up. As he walks away, the man who filmed it says, Bagsy ain't picking that flag out of the hole. The man can be seen looking around before casually walking off around the side of a bush.
Oh my god, that is fucking awesome, man. I just get this, like, I don't understand. Why would you get your camera out to film this dude fucking himself fucking a hole? Like why? Like, oh my god.
Well, I totally would have got it, like, out, like, oh my god, I can't believe this happened. Okay, this is from the UK report, so this is probably in Britain, I'm guessing.
Oh man.
Like, the whole, you could see him with his pants down, like, getting up and hopping away.
Did he, like, just have his pants down, like, his shirt on, and he's, like, going to town with the flagpole out of his ass? Like...
No, his shirt's off in the picture.
Oh, okay. That would have made it even funnier, man. Like he just decide, like on the spot to just do that. That's so stupid, man. Oh, yeah, yoy. All right, Eric, let's move on. That was fantastic break.
I think we all needed a laugh, too.
Yeah, I think we did, man. All right, Eric, what do we got for free-for-all?
This is from New York Times. A woman barred from sumo ring even to save a man's life. This is in Tokyo. Sumo wrestling, one of Japan's oldest and most hallowed sports, has all kinds of invaluable rituals. The wrestlers must wear their hair in a carefully coiffed top knots. Before every match, they scatter grains of purifying salt, and women are never, ever allowed in the ring, even when a man's life is at stake. Sumo's discriminatory practices came under new scrutiny after a referee shooed women out of the ring at an exhibition match in Kyoto on Wednesday when they rushed to offer life-saving measures to a politician who had been collapsed while delivering a speech.
Yeah. This goes to tradition. This is what you're talking about, Eric, before we got on the air.
The weird cult-like nature of sumo wrestling.
I don't understand. Like, I understand they think it's maybe sacred, but isn't life more sacred than their sacred things? Like, don't you have to, like, allow a paramedic, whether they're female or male, to work on somebody that's...
It's not like they're participants.
No, they weren't sumoing. I could see if they were, like,
you know... Or a person ran into her for no reason at all.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my god, I found the video.
Oh, Jesus. You found
Here's a quote from one of the... Yoshinori Kobayashi, who's a comic book artist.
Yeah.
Believing that tradition is more important than human lives is like a cult that mistakes fundamentalism for tradition, even though I would argue that tradition is pretty much fundamentalism.
Yeah, but I think his point is well taken, Eric. I think human life trumps traditionalism in any form. Like, if somebody's dying and you have a very talented female CPR person, or, you know, EMT or doctor, that person should be allowed to do their duty and not have to worry about, you know, being kicked out of a stupid sumo ring because that's just ridiculous. I don't get that whatsoever. But wow.
And then he goes on to talk about, like, how this ties into the lack of equality in Japan when it comes to women's treatment.
Yeah, well, I talked a little bit about this before we got on the air, Eric.
And I could complain about Alcama, too.
Yeah, there's...
And gay people. And trans, like, people.
We have... I mean, we're ahead of the curve. We got a long ways to go, but countries like Japan and a lot of Asian countries, China, a lot of the Middle Eastern countries have way further to go than what we do when it comes to gender equality. And this is just another... Another shining example of how, you know, it should be in different countries. Although we can't, you know, I can't speak for the people there, but I can speak from an outside point of view. On the screen now, you're noticing there is a guy that is on a golf course with a flagpole in his ass.
they put a sensor bar on it, but wow.
And there's a video, too. I don't want to play it because I don't want to get YouTube all pissed at me. But, yeah, that is something else. He got his shirt off and everything, and he's just going to town. Interesting.
Yeah, like, he made a party of it.
But, yeah, that's terrible news in Japan, Eric, for sure. I think we're all in agreement. Women are equal to men.
Here's the article, by the way.
Yeah. women are equal to men. So anyways, yeah. Any thoughts on that, Eric?
No, just come on, Japan, grow up.
Oh, you know, before we go, let's talk about something lighthearted before we leave the air, guys. What are the, speaking of like female and male parts, we've been talking a lot about nipples and women equality and stuff like that. What is the funniest term you've ever heard for either genitalia or some body part of a man or a woman? What's the funniest thing you've ever heard?
Tiki winky.
And that's in reference to what? Like your penis?
Teletubbies and penis, oh. Yeah.
Okay. What about you, Brake?
God, I can't. I know there's a song for the vagina. Like there's a Camel Toe song that reference that has a lot of
Camel Toe.
References in it.
Yeah,
there's some really funny ones in that, but I can't think of anything.
I have the funniest thing ever that I heard, and the person shall not be named, even though her name is Bridget. the funniest thing I've ever heard for breast is chachangas. I have never, ever in my life heard the term chachangas before I heard it. But yeah, chachangas.
I think I might have heard it in Encino Man, but it's like the only time I've heard it.
I have never heard it. I don't think maybe I've seen Encino Man, but I don't remember hearing it on that. But yeah, chachangas. That is awesome.
It's all right if you forgot Encino Man. We can't blame you.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah,
one of the worst movies Brenda Fraser was in.
Yeah,
that's definitely a movie you want to forget after watching it.
For sure, man. All right, I think that's all we got. Unless you guys have anything else you want to talk about.
It's also one of the worst movies Sean Anderson was.
Yeah. You got anything else, Eric, that you want to talk about?
Also, any movie with Pauly Shore is just a bad movie.
Yeah, I think that's like standard. What about you, Brake? Anything else you want to talk about before we get out of here?
No, just next time you're going to have sex on a golf course, like, it's not raining at least.
Well, I would say anytime that you want to have sex with a golf course, make sure nobody else is around when you're fucking the golf course.
Yeah, that's a good idea, too, you know? And probably, well, if you're going to fuck yourself with a flag, at least bring some lube.
Well, maybe it was a good thing it was raining that day, man. That's
that's free lube. You're right. Good point.
How dare you, freak?
Yeah. How dare you bring up the movie? Freddy got fingered.
Movie.
You should be exiled for that, you son of a bitch. Freddy got fingered. I think that guy on the golf course got fingered for his actions. Anyways, that's about it. Let's do some plugs. Breakman, plugs.
Break_man on Twitter and at RP Grinders.
Yes.
I don't know why I went blank all of a sudden. I blame this cold.
Yeah, it's all good. You did good, man. I'm surprised you got through with the...
No, I'm getting better. I don't know why I went blank all of a sudden. I remember, like... You ever have that where you're kind of sick and your head's all foggy? Like, that's how it was for me, like, the first couple days. And then day afterwards, it was like, oh, my God, did I really say that stuff?
Break, that's, like, every second of my life where my head's foggy, man. Come on, man.
Like, because I was, like, my head just wasn't clear. And there were things I said, I think, on Monday. And I'm just like, why did I say that? That's not... Yeah. Doesn't make any sense.
Freak Vibes Exile. That's all I'm going to say there. Send Breakman your favorite nickname for a body part. Could be an arm or a leg or a private part, whatever. Send Breakman.
Vagina or penis, preferably.
Yeah.
I don't mean penis preferably. I meant vagina.
Yeah, he said penis preferably. So send Break your favorite penis pictures.
I knew Frank was going to go there, which is why I corrected myself first.
But yeah, just send him your favorite nickname for a body part. That'll be interesting if we get anybody to respond. Eric, your plugs.
You can find the reviews I've written on sites like BostonBestBrigade.com, TotallyGN.com, BugNetwork.com, and AusGamers.com. Like I mentioned earlier, my reviews of the 25th Ward, the Silver Case, and the Alliance Alive are up on TotallyGN.com right now. If you like what you see, consider going to my Patreon, look up Eric Carling, and give me even just a dollar.
Yeah. Give Eric some money. He needs it. He does fantastic reviews. Anything else, Eric?
Yeah, there's my YouTube channel, Funny T-Man, which I haven't done anything with lately. But there's also, you can find me on Twitter at EricRPG.
Yeah. Make sure you check out his video on the Flying Spaghetti Monster. I think that video is like really old, but you made the Flying Spaghetti Monster in what? Spore, I think you made the Flying
Spaghetti Monster. Monster yeah. creature creator.
Yeah, that was kind of cool. All right. I don't have much in the way of plugs. Just, I guess, try not to plug yourself with flagpoles. I think that's about the best that I can do.
And maybe not plug inflatable rafts.
Yeah, and it's probably not a good idea.
And before we go, Freak sent us a video.
Okay.
You might want to play it real quick.
I can't play it on. I'm afraid to play it on the air, man. If it gets
no, banned. I think it's okay.
Oh, okay. Well, let's take a look and see what Freak Five provided us here.
Is he trying to sneak in a Grindr dance party?
Oh, he's jugs and orbs and darts and gold. There we go.
Elmer Fudds and bouncing Buddhas, sweater stretchers, lung protectors.
I think I've heard this song before, man.
Is this a Weird Al song?
No, I don't think it's a Weird Al, but it's like different names.
It's just a parody song.
Yeah,
so I don't know who made that.
It's Ode to Boobs made that. Ode to Boobs, and there's more boobs on Ode to Boobs. I don't know. You'd have to check that out. But I like that. It's in the vein of 99 Red Balloons. So there you go. But anyways, my plugs are as follows. You can follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches. I'm on all the platforms at RP Grinders. Just search me up on Xbox and PlayStation, stuff like that. RP Grinders, capital RPG, please. I think that matters only on PlayStation, so you can find me there. I'd love to add you. I'm also... I think when I get enough money, I'm going to finally get Friday the 13th. I've been waiting for a sale for the longest. I don't think it's going to go on sale anytime soon. So of course I say that the minute I get it, I'm going to, I'll be screwed and it'll like be half price or something. But anyways, that's about all I got for everybody. Stay safe this weekend.
Weren't you going to tell us what Silver Balls was about?
Oh, Silver Balls. Okay, you've seen if you've seen
I don't think you're thinking it's the same thing that he's thinking.
It's a song I made, and if I have to sing it, I'll sing it. But it was a
Could we get her to sing it instead?
Can we get her to sing it instead? How dare you? Maybe I will serenade you with my rendition of that song made famous by me while watching Phantasm, and it's called Silver Balls. Silver Balls. It's Christmas time where my junk is. Anyways, that's about it. that's the extent of my
singing. I somehow knew it was going to get back to that.
Yep. So it kind of makes sense with the 99 boob balloons or whatever. But anyways, that's all we got for you guys this week. Make sure you check us out next week. We're live every week, Friday, 7 Eastern on YouTube and on Twitch. So join the Twitch chat. It's always a fun time. Let Bridget sing it. Freak Five says, how dare you?
No.
Maybe I should consider buying a harmonica to replace Smug.
How dare you, Eric?
No. You gotta buy something like a ukulele or something.
A Vuvuzela. I'll buy a Vuvuzela.
There you go.
Oh, God,
oh yeah.
No, I hate that thing.
I love that thing, man. That thing is awesome.
Oh, that thing is so...
How dare you?
I'll get a kazoo.
How dare you? Oh,
it's
yeah, next.
Like
ooh, that's good.
There next week, it is Friday the 13th next week. Maybe we'll do like some Friday the 13th things next week. That'd be cool. Anyways, stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we are out. Later, everybody. Yeah.
Fucking in the ass of the flagpole.
fuck any golf courses.
Yeah, please.